The grace and love of our Lord and Savior be with us always. Amen. The word of God we want to consider today is again our gospel reading for this past Sunday, the 11th Sunday after Pentecost. We're looking at Luke chapter 12, verses 13 to 21, where Luke writes, "Someone in the crowd said to Jesus, 'Teacher, tell my brother to divide the inheritance with me.' Jesus replied, 'Man, who appointed me a judge or an arbiter between you?' Then he said to them, 'Watch out, be on your guard against all kinds of greed. A man's life does not consist in the abundance of his possessions.' And he told them this parable. The ground of a certain rich man produced a good crop. Then he thought to himself, 'What shall I do? I have no place to store my crops.' Then he said, 'This is what I'll do. I will tear down my barns and build bigger ones, and there I will store all my grain and my goods. And I'll say to myself, you have plenty of good things laid up for many years. Take life easy, eat, drink, and be merry.' But God said to him, 'You fool, this very night your life will be demanded from you. Then who will get what you have prepared for yourself? This is how it will be with anyone who stores up things for himself but is not rich toward God." My dear friends in Christ, that rich fool in the parable said to himself, "You have plenty of good things laid up for many years. Take life easy, eat, drink, and be merry." His hopes in life focused on living a life of ease and pleasure. But Jesus really is saying here, don't focus your hopes on living a life of ease and pleasure. The person whose plan for life is in storing up earthly treasures, he can never truly live a life of ease and pleasure because, well, this fool in the parable, he would always need to be concerned about, well, what would happen if next year he ended up having a bad crop? Or what would happen if he stored up all of his goods, but then somehow or other what he had stored up would be ruined or lost or stolen? Jesus said, a man's life does not consist in the abundance of his possessions. The abundance of possessions that a person may have, that we may have right now, they could all be taken away from us. Just as God allowed Satan to take away from Job all of his possessions. But when Job lost all of his possessions, when he lost his life of ease and pleasure that he formerly had, he didn't curse God and blame God as his wife tragically encouraged him to do. No, he said, "Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked I will depart. The Lord gave and the Lord has taken away. May the name of the Lord be praised." See, his whole hopes in life, they didn't focus on living a life of ease and pleasure. So when he lost his former life of ease and pleasure, his life wasn't dashed to despair. His reason for hope hadn't been destroyed. He still had the promises of God. He still had the Lord. So he praised God and rejoiced that he had a Savior and eternal salvation. The rich fool had said, "Take life easy, eat, drink, and be merry." In last Sunday's Old Testament reading, King Solomon seems to give us a similar encouragement when he said, "A man can do nothing better than to eat and drink and find satisfaction in his work." Seems almost to be saying, "Eat, drink, and be merry," except there's a difference between the rich fool and King Solomon. Solomon said, "This too I see is from the hand of God, for without him who can eat or find enjoyment?" If a person hopes to find a life of ease and pleasure based solely on earthly possessions, sooner or later those hopes are going to be destroyed. if that person doesn't end up losing his earthly possessions in this life, he certainly will lose them someday, because as the saying goes, you can't take it with you. But through faith, we believers can hope for a life of ease and eternal pleasure because of our Savior. He has said to us, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." He gives us the forgiveness of our sins. He gives us eternal life, where there will be no end to a life of ease and pleasure and God's blessings forever, because we'll be with God forever. The worst part of the life plan of a fool was that his plans ignored God. God said to him, "You fool, this very night your life will be demanded from you. Then who will get what you have prepared for yourself? This is how it will be with anyone who stores up things for himself but is not rich toward God." This rich fool, he wasn't taking care of what was most important. He wasn't thinking about his eternal soul or about the life to come. Likewise, you know, it's easy for us to ignore God or to severely neglect him. We can get so concerned about establishing ourselves financially in this life that we say, "God, you know, I know that I'm not giving to you of my time and my talents and my treasures right now, but once I get established, then that will all change." Heard plenty of people kind of say something similar to that. Easy for us to think that way as well. But let's not wait to serve God, because if we wait, like the rich fool in the parable, we may never have the opportunity. We just don't know when the Lord might determine that our earthly life should end. Instead, let's remember what's most important in this life. It's not earth's pleasures and treasures, because, well, as Job said, "Naked we came into this world, and naked we will depart." Rather, what's important, it's our Savior and all he's done for us so that we can live with him forever. So let's not be like the photographer that I referred to a couple days who had that plan to go into Alaska and to see the beauty there, but never thought about getting out of Alaska. Let's rather seek first God's kingdom and God's righteousness and enjoy God's blessings now and forever. Let's pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, thank you for all the earthly blessings you give to us. They truly are a blessing. Help us to use them for our good and to your glory, but help us always to seek first your kingdom and your righteousness so that we can enjoy your blessings now and forever. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. In the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God the Father and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you always.